the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening. Nice to be here. If you're listening live, it's 6 minutes past nine. If you're listening on the recording, it's look at your watch. And my name is Vinny White. Regardless of what time it is or where you are, what goes on, that is a fact, a continuous fact that applies across universes. You can phone this show on 416-872-1010. That's a fact. You can text the show on 71010, and you're encouraged to do so. I think that's all the general housekeeping. I'm not going to do the big introduction. I think we're all bored of that. So let's tell you about what's going on this week. I'm going to start with this. The internet has always been home of some very reasonable people that are perfectly good at expressing their points, aren't they? If you ever read the comments section of any news article, you really see some level-headed, reasonable, liberal people that go ahead and listen to each other in every possible way and generally make the world a better place. It's very rarely you see anyone with a crazy or warped opinion or any racism or homophobia, hey, on the old web. Yes, indeed, the internet is home to the loyal and wondrous and upstanding citizens of this planet. And very rarely do you ever see a discussion in a forum that's got an absolute lunatic in it. Wouldn't it be crazy? Wouldn't it be crazy if that was the case? Well, I'm afraid I know this is going to be a shock to you, and I hope you're seated. This week, I uncovered an argument on the internet, an actual argument, like people not agreeing. And it was insane. And I thought, much like last week, I would reenact it. Oh, Elliot, could you pull me up some moody music, maybe some Moonlight Sinatra? Not Sinatra, that wouldn't be moody music. Moonlight Sinatra, very different of the Sinatra ranges. What I'm about to do, with some help of some voice actors, is reenact a scenario that I discovered on the home of all level-headed and reasonable people, Rob Ford's Facebook page. Yes. And I've asked some help for this. So here's how it's going to go, if it's all right with you. For the next few minutes, I don't know how long this will run, probably about 10 minutes, I've enlisted the help of Chris Reddy. Hello, Chris. Are you on the line?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Chris. You will be Alex during this. Chris Reddy is a listener to the show. I decided to put on Facebook, would anyone like to help me for free? Because this show doesn't have a very large budget. And Chris Chris did it. Chris, if I ever meet you, I will buy you a beer and thank you for listening to my show.
Lovely.
So that's Chris. Now, Denise is also appearing. And Denise will be played by Julie McAlpin. Hello, Julie.
Hello, and I'd like my beer too, please.
Of course you can have a beer, Treacle. Anything for you. Although it sounds to me like you might more appreciate a scotch.
Maybe, just a little one.
Now, we don't know what the accent of the actual Denise is that you'll be playing, but we do know that you're Scottish, and that always adds a little bit of spice to the whole scenario, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So Julie will be Denise. And then we have Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
And Judy is going to be playing everyone else. So
and
what you're about...
I love a good glass of wine.
Oh, I see. You're all in it for the booze, you lot. You should have been here for Pei Chen, the woman that's on before me, or should I say girl? I'm never sure when you're in the 30s. She's left booze in the studio. I'm having a little cheeky glass of wine as we speak.
Oh, devil you.
I know, it's outrageous. All right, well, actually, I believe, actually, Judy, aren't you calling from the United States of America?
I am calling from the States.
Yeah, do you know here in Ontario, the land of protectionism and idiotic laws, it's impossible to get a drink at a license control board past 6 o'clock. If you went out for a drink now, and if I wanted to get you a bottle of wine and try, it would be illegal.
Oh, my. We don't want that now, do we?
I know. See why you live in the States. There are, of course, some enormous other problems, but let's not worry about that. All right, so... Ladies and gentlemen, you were very kind. You got in touch with me via Facebook when I put up an ad saying, can you help me with my show? I sent you a script. This script is ripped off from Rob Ford's Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
We're ready.
Indeed.
We're ready.
Oh. This was written on Rob Ford's Facebook page. Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto. And if you don't know that, then you have clearly been living under a rock. And it starts like this. Rob Ford. Well, there's a touch of light flurries coming down at Lakeshore's Christmas Santa Claus parade. What more could you ask for?
Alex, your resignation.
Denise, that's rude, Alex. No need to make ignorant comments, especially today when it's a Santa Claus parade for the kids. Please keep your rude comments off the site, thank you. Have a good day.
Alex, FYI, Denise, you're not in charge. Citizens of Toronto will say whatever they want to their corrupt employee.
Denise, and you're not in charge neither. Is there any decency in you? It's Christmas time, and it's a Santa Claus parade. You go free yourself, you self-centered a-hole.
Alex, that's over-the-top, insane behavior I was expecting. Thanks, Denise.
Denise, I hate making comments like this. Sorry, but I feel enough is enough on Rob Ford. And yes, he did wrong. At least let him enjoy the rest of his small term he has left without bickering and false accusations and hounding him. It's Christmas.
Alex, Denise, you need more hugs. No person should be that angry at a stranger on behalf of another stranger. This isn't the Santa Claus page. It's Rob Ford's page. Criticism of the mayor is appropriate here.
Denise, yay, but it gets way out of control. No matter what, people are tired and still defend Rob. And I'm tired of hearing crack jokes, heroin jokes, etc. Enough is enough already. All I am saying is it is time to let go of those wisecracks and let Rob Ford be. He has embarrassed himself and he knows it. Doesn't give people the right to throw crap at him every minute of the day. Look at a few councillors' DUIs. Did they get hounded like him? No. Where would I like to throw it in all their faces each and every day?
Alex, I don't make drug jokes. I want him to resign because of, one, his repeated and intentional deception of the public, two, his criminal behavior, three, his association with criminals, four, his refusal to help the police in investigating Toronto's gangs. I don't make crack jokes, and I don't make fat jokes. This isn't a joke. I voted for him. I'm angry.
David, nice life, Alex. This goon basically spends his day trolling Rob Ford. I guarantee Alex is a big, fat guy with little to no hair. The real-life George Costanza. Nice life, bud. Nice life. Bob, I still think it's hilarious in a twisted way that drunk and on crack and now possibly heroin, he's still considered the lesser of all evils to run the city. We need a new party, and it's blatantly obvious.
Vinny, best thread ever. I'll read this out on my show. Keep it up, kids.
Alex, unless some of you have pre-existing real-life beef that I'm unaware of, the name-calling seems like a bunch of aggressive dogs passing each other out for a walk. Bark, 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 bark.
Bob, you're fighting cult mentality, Alex, and doing a remarkable job. You could report Ford doing worse than what he's done, and you're gay, and it was only one kid, give him a break, rolling on the floor laughing my fat butt off.
Indeed, yes. If Rob Ford had sold arms to child soldiers belonging to a guerrilla group in the Central African Republic, if he'd been paid in coca leaves and then processed that cocaine using a, I don't know, taxpayer-funded government research facility, if he then sold the cocaine in strip clubs underground and used the money to buy gasoline, which he then released into the atmosphere by driving around in his Escalade, killing cyclists, there would still be one or two people right here shouting, "Go, Rob, go! You're the best!"
Alex, I know I shouldn't come here and fight them all, but I have a job with a lot of downtime, and damn it if these mobiles don't make it just that easy. Sometimes I find myself turning off the television to find this infinitely more entertaining. It's the people that think that he has the entire city's support that get me.
Monty, great job, Mr. Ford. You keep up the good job, and thanks for cleaning our city from the 1% of crooks and slimy lefties. They'll try to bring you down, but you got the support of 99% of the average citizens. Rest assured, next election you get more popular votes thanks to the media for advertising for you for free. Ha, ha, ha.
Alex, Monty, thanks for the perfect and excellently timed example. Thank the baby Jesus you only get one vote.
Monty, time to perfection, says Vinny. Nice to see reliable, solid, well-sourced statistics as well.
Alex, I was amazed to see that Statistics Canada tracked lefties and slimy lefties separately.
Vinny, stats kind of always talked a bit like that.
Alex, probably a bunch of pinko communist scumbags.
Andreas, thank you for everything you've done, Mayor Ford. The media clearly has an agenda, and I pray that Ford Nation will weather the storm.
Alex, Yes, even the Toronto Sun. That darned liberal media. Vinny, did you know that you're a member of the media, that you actually created this story? And what, moreover, caused it? Did you know that you were that powerful? I had no idea. I am humbled by you, sir.
Vinny, yeah, that's right, bitches.
Alex, all hail our new overlord.
Alex, says Daniela, holy shoot, do you live on the mayor pages? When are you going to give up, Alex? Your BS has been going on for weeks. What the freak?
Vinny, oh, won't you two get a room? For those that don't know, Alex and Danielle have a history that I stupidly read on this internet page all the time. Alex brings up points about the mayor, like, for example, how it turns out that Rob Ford offered a car and $5,000 to known criminals to ensure his shenanigans were not made public. Danielle then asks when Alex last got laid because he's such a loser. Then Alex retorts and Danielle demands an answer. Alex continues to bully Rob Ford, a poor, defenceless millionaire on $180,000 a year, paid for by you, the taxpayer, avoiding the answer. Although, privately, we're all thinking, Jesus, witty guy, but there is no way he's having much sex, actually. He is on this internet page all the time, bashing all the pro-Fordies. Anyway, it goes on and on. It's great. Nice to have you two together again.
Daniela, Alex, and Vinny the Pooh.
Alex, see what she's done there, Vinny? She's likened you to the children's book character of Winnie the Pooh, except she replaced her name. It's funny, because Pooh sounds like the popular euphemism of fecal matter. Pooh, do you spot her delicate wit? Alex, note for Vinny. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Vinny White Show on News Talk 1010, where we're talking, going through the latest mind-numbingly monotonous and infinitely hilarious goings-on of the Rob Ford Facebook page. We rejoin our players mid-performance.
Daniela says, I hope you understand it's a media setup. Since the mayor had announced his will to cut down on the number of counselors and reduce their bonuses. Rosie DiMano has been on his case for months, and last night she lost it. Sort of personal revenge against the guy?
Vinny, would you like to come on my show and express that opinion?
Daniela, Vinny, nice try, no.
Vinny, I genuinely wanted to give you and Alex a louder voice. So maybe I could ask you here, Daniela, did the mayor, one, buy crack, two, smoke crack, three, drink drive, four, lie to the public, five, visit a crack house, six, have a criminal driver, seven, attempt to cover it all up? Now, which one of those, do explain to me, which one of those is a media cover-up?
Daniela, Vinny, I guess in the UK you guys get free crack from Amsterdam. Where are the charges, my friend?
Vinny, so please be clear, please. Which of these is a media cover-up? I'll ask you again. Was it buying crack, smoking crack, drink driving, lying to the public, visiting a crack house, using a criminal driver, attempting to cover it all up? Which of those, please, educate me, is a media cover-up?
Daniela, do you think you can seriously screw around with the Toronto police? I don't care about your answers. I got them already. It's a disgrace that people like you go and kill an entire city democracy. 400,000 people woke up and went to vote for Ford. That's an equivalent. One out of three people. Vinny, why didn't you go find out who killed Lady Diana and her murder cover-up back where you came from in the UK? No one has reported that out of his own heart, he helped street people. Rob Ford has a heart, and he cares about Toronto one by one. And you guys are just a bunch of parasites.
Vinny, well, he certainly put money into a poor community. I do not care about your answers. I got them already. Is that what you said, Daniel? Okay. Odd that you won't share them. That was the point of this discussion, so I'll leave it here. It's odd that you stoop to discover the rats in your own native country and then come judge us material, being that I've just looked you up and you were born in Italy. But alas, Daniela, what blows my mind, is the sheer stupidity of your methods of argument. Why didn't you go and find who killed Lady Diana, for example? It's comments like this that make me realise I'm wasting my time talking to a person who's A, incapable of questioning loyalty, and B, doesn't hold the ability to have a reasonable discussion. You're an embarrassment to Torontonians. I'm done. I've got better things to do, like look at a piece of fluff in the corner of the room. Go and shout hallelujah or something. I'm leaving.
Love it. Ford Nation forever!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. That was poetry. And we brought the internet to life on the radio. They said it couldn't be done. Well done.
They were wrong.
They were wrong. So, Chris Reddy, first of all, you were Alex. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Stellar performance. I liked your just like condescending tone and the fact that you held it together. Well done. You may leave. We'll use you again for the next debate. Off you go. All the best, Chris Reddy there. Julie McAlpin, Scottish, wonderful woman, phoned all the way from Ottawa. She's a regular listener to the show. You played Denise. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Vinny. Take care.
Good night. And have a scotch, darling. And Judy DeSantis called from the United States of America. We've crossed borders in every possible way tonight. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Take care, darling.
Bye-bye.
So, in conclusion, I think we can all safely say that people on the internet, particularly on Rob Ford's Facebook page, are reasonable and hold a genuinely fantastic, titillating discussion. Would you like to get involved? Then why not go to Rob Ford's Facebook page, where there's a fight going on all the time? Yeah. We'll come back in a minute right here on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hello. You know, the people with strong opinions aren't just banished to the internet. What feedback on the text? First one, Vinny, very funny. Thank you. I can't take much credit, really. I didn't write any of it. It was just ripped off. Next one, Ford for Life. Now, I don't know if he's just bought a new F-150 and he's really happy with it, or if he's talking about that guy. Either way, fair enough. Sorry, did I just say fair enough? Sorry, I meant... really? Oh. Anyway, I don't want to get into this debate too much because it's been hammered on News Talk, but I guess I'm going to conclude with this. It never fails to amaze me the loyalty and allegiances people have with people, regardless of their lies. That's all I'm saying. And we'll leave it at that. And just for balance, I wanted to say, just for balance, vote Rob Ford. And then the words couldn't leave my mouth. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. No, not with any sincerity anyway. It was just, it couldn't happen. Anyway, thank you for everyone involved. A bit of a laugh. And we'll leave it there. All right. Sad week this week. Really sad because of Nelson Mandela's death, of course. And I've been to South Africa. I was there, was it last year, I think? And I had a great time. You don't really understand just the impact that that man had until you've been there. I mean, obviously, you can see the incredible pouring of condolence that's come out this week. But it's remarkable what he did there. And I won't do a live obituary because I think everyone else has already done it. And I think really it would be somewhat ludicrous of me even attempting to say what a positive influence that man has had on the world. I almost feel as if I'm not in a position to even talk about him. I feel so humbled by his actions as an individual. But not everyone feels like that. And I was a bit shocked by this. A South Carolina sheriff is refusing to lower the American flag in tribute to Nelson Mandela. This is today. So a South Carolina sheriff is refusing to lower the flag, saying the honour should be reserved for American citizens. He says he doesn't want to, basically. We'll hear from him in a moment. Well, I say that. We've got a clip of him. I tried to get hold of him, but shocker. Bit slippery when it comes to actually expressing his opinion on the radio. Weird, isn't it? Happy to say it, and then when interviewed, because I'd like to press him as to why. Barack Obama ordered flags to be lowered to half staff for the international icon until sunset Monday. But it's a Pickens County sheriff, a guy called Rick Clark, says not in his department. Let's hear from him. What's he say?
As a show of sign of respect for what Nelson Mandela has done, I have no problem with lowering it in South Africa, in their country. But for our country, it should be the people, in my opinion, who have sacrificed for our country.
That's good of him, isn't it? Did he say, I have no problem with them doing it in South Africa? Can you play that again?
As a show of sign of respect for what Nelson Mandela has done, I have no problem with lowering it in South Africa, in their country. But for our country, it should be the people, in my opinion, who have sacrificed for our country.
Yeah. In your opinion. But the thing is, I don't care about your opinion. And last time I checked, you're a federal employee of the United States government, so you should take orders. And if the order is to lower your flag half-mast, then you should do it. And I don't care what your opinion is because it's, I don't know, irrelevant. lower your flag at half mast because it's an order. Well, how do you run your criminal system there in South Carolina, in an irrelevant state, in an irrelevant county that no one's ever heard of? How do you do that? Oh, I caught a guy with a bag of cocaine up his bum. But you know what? I like the cocaine, so I'm going to let him off. Because that's how I roll in South Carolina. So, yeah, it's up to me what I do around here, because I'm the sheriff. I'm the goddamn sheriff. No one's going to mess me. Is that how they speak in South Carolina? Is it? I've never been there, and I think I know why now, because please tell me he doesn't represent the popular thought processes. Please! I ain't going to lower no flag for no Nelson Mandela. What's it done for me? Well, here's the news. He might not have done anything in your county, in your state, but he changed the world for the better, you blind moron. I don't care what your stupid, conceited, backward, up your own pompous, wretched anus opinions are. It doesn't matter what you think. Lower your flag, half mast, for a man that spent 27 years in prison, amongst other things, by the way. And then came out and could have got a tsunami of violence going if he wanted to. 90% of South Africa is black. If he wanted to, if he had said, I want an uprising, I want violence, it would have been a bloodbath. People hung on his every word. And you know what he said? He said, just give me a few minutes. And in a relaxing, beautiful pace of his own, he turned up at the most important rugby game wearing a shirt that had everything to do with white power, previously speaking, and had everything to do with associations with the government that enforced apartheid. He wore the bad guy's shirt, and he said, you know what? We're all people. And that's a magnificent gesture, and it changed the world for the better. And if your stupid little idiotic backwater doesn't recognise that because you're not intelligent enough to pick up a book and do some research, then screw you. Because it's not your decision anyway. Lower your flag, half mast, as you should. You've been ordered. Shove it. And you know what really amazed me about this? A spokesman for the department said the sheriff cannot be disciplined. And, as if that wasn't enough, he said, and I support the decision of the sheriff. So that's great. Like, here's your golden opportunity. If I was a spokesman for that department, here's how I would have said it. I said, well, apparently he can't be disciplined. But as a spokesman for this, I'd like to say, I think it's disgusting, and I'm going to resign because I'm so disgusted by the people that represent the organisation that I work for. And I hope that that has some implications on being able to lower a flag at half mast. It's not asking much. We're not asking you to climb it naked, sprayed in water, and freeze your boobs off. Although it is becoming a tempting option. So there you go. And it's not the first time, by the way. The flag was lowered for John Paul II, I think it was, 8 years ago. Bill Clinton did it when former Israeli Prime Minister was assassinated in the 90s. In fact, the practice goes back as far as 1965, when Lyndon Johnson ordered flags across the United States lowered for some guy called Winston Churchill, whoever that is. So, you know what I mean? I hope I've made myself clear. Actually, can you call me on this? Because am I getting a bit too angry about this? Maybe I'm... First of all, I appreciate that it's South Carolina, which is a little bit of a sort of... And I struggle to say this because I know that I shouldn't say this, but it's never been a place of forward thinking. Yeah? You know what I mean? When you go... where are you going to get ideas on how to run your country? I was going to start in South Carolina. Very, very groovy. Love what they do. So call me, 416-872-1010. Should I be irritated about this? 416-872-1010. Give me a call. Let me know your thoughts. Because perhaps your view is, well, perhaps your view is, you know, that it's all right. It's his area. He's a sheriff. He can do what he wants. And you can text the show on 71010 as well. And if you don't mind, because I've had such a large rant, I'm just going to have a quick swig of wine. Pay left some wine in here. I'll tell you what, I'm starting to get worried about her. I don't think she's ever done a show without booze. Every time I come in here, it smells of booze. And today, booze and raw fish. But that's another subject. Right, let's keep the momentum of this irritation going. Lynn, can I ask you your opinion on this? Am I right to be angry?
You are. These people are very, very scary. Can you imagine living there and...
I don't know what I'd do. I think if I lived there, I think the very least I could do is to go and climb that bloody flag and put it a half mast myself, you know?
Yeah, it's just a kind of a general comment as well that these people are very scary.
During my research of this, I read some of the internet comments, and as we've learned tonight, the people that comment on the internet are always savvy, well-read intellectuals with very well-formed opinions. Someone had written underneath the story, good on him, why should we go and lower the flag of the US for that guy? What would you say to him if you were to meet that guy?
I don't know if I could find the words to say... What a stupid ass that person is.
Yes.
How ignorant.
Well, thank you for your call, Lynn.
Thank you.
What are you doing tonight, just out of interest?
Well, I'm just cooking right now.
What do you think about the first bit of the show? Do you think the whole bringing the internet to life with voice actors works? Should we do it again?
Well, you know, I like it just with yourself.
Was it too long?
I prefer your monologue, your stand-up, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. More Vinny. No one's ever said that before.
Yes, more Vinny, yes.
Thanks a lot, Lynn. Take care. There you go. Lynn there, otherwise known as my mother.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
9:38 is the time. How you doing? All right. I do love doing this show. I've got to tell you that. I hope that it radiates through the microphone and speakers. I always get a lovely warm sensation just before I go on air. It's like it being, you know, when you're throwing up over a toilet bowl and someone rubs your back. It's a bit like that. Weird analogy, wasn't it? I don't know where that came from. I think I was trying to say that I can be a bit nervous. I'm not usually that nervous. A healthy amount is a reasonable thing. But that pushes it. But yeah, you're a very soft and comforting, warm bunch of listeners, and I don't know what I'd do without you. Let's continue the calls just briefly for a moment with Greg. Hi, Greg. We were talking about Nelson Mandela. Just for those that have just tuned in, by the way, I just want to remind people, there's a guy in South Carolina, a sheriff in South Carolina, that has refused, despite a federal plea, to put his flag at half-mast in respect of the late Nelson Mandela. Your thoughts?
Okay, I was not too surprised as to the mentality of this man, the sheriff, of his Civil War mentality.
You think it's in relation to that, then?
Oh yeah, because the southern states generally did not want to abolish slavery, and this mentality still exists, which is still something that has not left some folk down in the south.
So I wish you weren't right on that. I really would love to argue with you and say that's not the case. I would like to think, although I fear you may be right, I would like to think that isn't it perhaps more of that particular part of the United States have always, you know, sort of bucked against the federal government, well, certainly the Democratic federal government. Isn't it just them, as usual, saying, we're not going to do what you tell us to?
Yeah, yeah. Totally agreeable, sir.
Yeah, you just.
Yes.
But you worry it runs a bit deeper than that, do you?
Yes. Yeah, it runs. It runs. Yeah, a little deep. It's in their vein. It's in that person's vein. I'm not saying everyone, but the that typical slavish mentality is, I would see the core reason as to why this man is refusing to lower the flag in actually disrespect for, and even the order from the federal. Government to lower his flag.
I mean you raise a good point. It's not only is it not respecting, it's actually deliberately disrespecting. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Greg, appreciate your call. So there you go, we'll wrap that up with a nice little Christmas bow there. I think I was out today. I'm still riding my bike around, which, by the way, is really hard to do because I don't know if you've noticed, but it's painfully cold, isn't it? And I know it gets worse, and yeah, I know. I've been living here for 7 years. I lived in Ottawa, which, by the way, if you want cold, go to Ottawa. And if you want a party, don't go to Ottawa. Sorry, Ottawa. Not known for its crazy nightlife, right? But yeah, I used to live there, and I gave up the bike. But during the winter, and I had a car there, but you can't have a car in Toronto unless you've got $3.5 billion. Because every time you park anywhere, a nice little man puts a nice little yellow ticket on your car, even if you haven't disobeyed the laws. And by the way, if you want to argue it, good luck, because you'll have to go to a room that I think it's best described as the seventh circle of hell and contest the ticket rather than any other civilized society where you could go online and do it. No, you can't possibly do that. So after so many parking tickets, I gave up my car in this city. I hope I don't sound bitter about that, by the way. I hope I sounded perfectly reasonable. Honestly, this whole idiocy backdating conversations about the $65 car tax that was dropped. Do you know how much it is for a parking ticket if you park in front of a hydrant? $100! $100! I've got a great idea for North America, by the way. Let me get this off my chest. Here's a great idea, because in the history of my time here, I have never seen, and I have never met anyone that has seen, an emergency being prevented because a car has been parked by the hydrant. Moreover, I don't think I've ever seen anyone use a fire hydrant, apart from in New York, to cool down. So here's my idea, and you can have it for free. Here's what they should do. If you choose to park in front of a hydrant, then, and there's an emergency, then the police have a right, and the fire brigade or whatever it might be, have a right to destroy your car. There's your risk. So don't park there. Or if you've got an old banger, park there. Simple. Banger, by the way, is a British word for crap car. I wasn't talking about any genitalia. That's your business. You can park where you want with any shape genitalia. It's a free and democratic society. Novelty. I was just about to dig myself a hole. Stop talking about nuts. So that's that. And so I gave up the car. I'm on a bike, and I've decided to try and go all the way through winter on my bike. Not as one sitting. That would be ludicrous. But I'm trying to ride everywhere still. And I forgot my gloves today, so I look like a hobo. I had two pairs of socks on my hands. There was a point when I got cut up by a driver, and I got very nearly killed. Which, by the way, if you're a cyclist in Toronto, is Tuesday. It's unbelievable cycling in this city. It's Russian roulette. I swear that I get covered in invisible paint as soon as I get on a bicycle. I could put a yellow hat on, I could light up like a Christmas tree, and people would still be, "Look, it's that bike," just as they hit me. So I was running along Lakeshore on the cycle path, because if you do it on the actual road, you have to be a psychopath. There's a rule, psychopath leaves the cycle path. And so I was riding along, and then there was one bit I had to cross the road. I did it with a little man. Oh, not a physical little man. I didn't employ someone to help me cross the road, but when the man comes up and it says you can cross the road, I think you've crossed the road before. I feel like you're educated enough for this. And I did that, and someone jumped the light and nearly killed me. And I found out that it's very difficult to give a finger wearing socks on your hands. Really tricky. I did it. But I think he might have thought I was paying respect to Nelson Mandela. Do you know what I mean? It's difficult to get the finger action. That and mitts, nightmare. You really can't get your aggression out. So I'm going to use this platform. If you were the black sedan that nearly killed a man today on his bicycle, dressed with a big yellow vest on, looking about as fashionable as, ironically, a car crash. And that was me. And if I could just pass on now that I hate you. And I don't wish any ill of you. I hope you have a great life. But I would rather you did it in Regina. No one wants to go there. It's like minus 15 right now. Good. That's good. I should say that. Instead of, go yourself, you could just go to Regina and don't come back. And fly Air Canada. And I hope that you get sat next to someone that smells. Yeah, I need to work on my insults. Speaking of transport, I was on my bike today. That was another thing that happened. talk about weird. I've got this big set of headphones on, partly because I like music and partly because it doubles as a set of fantastic earmuffs. So imagine if you're looking at me on the webcam, hello, earphones like this, proper big radio ones. And I'm riding along and the guy next to me, there's only me and some other guy riding, I'm pretty sure in the whole of Toronto, there's only two remarkably stupid people. And he stops me and says, hey. And I can't hear him because I've got my headphones on. I take my headphones off. He goes, I just wanted to let you know, you've got your headphones on the wrong way. Because one's got a big L and one's got a big R. And so I'm like, thanks. And I felt like saying, so what? Like, I thought I had a puncture or someone was out to attack me. You know, if you appreciate trance and stereo quality, you're not doing it the right way. It's the weirdest heckle I've ever had. I think he was just lonely. At that point, when people are making conversation like that, it's another way of saying, excuse me, I'm desperately lonely. Can we have a chat for 10 minutes? I'd rather you said that. I could have used a hot chocolate. I'd have taken you to a cafe. I've got all the time in the world. Have you heard the quality of this show? There's no planning. I've got actors this week. That's the laziest show I've ever done. You hear that? Not even in this country. I'm recruiting foreign workers. And there's irony, because I'm already doing that by being here alone. Okay, so that's that. You know what happened last night in the 401? I don't think I could get this speed on my bicycle. A Porsche got nabbed last night. Wouldn't you imagine, if you're not familiar with this area, by the way, the 401 is the highway that nine times out of ten is a traffic jam. But if you're lucky enough to be there in the middle of the night, you could probably do, instead of the 100 kilometer an hour speed limit, you know what? You could do 120. And if you keep it to 119, you're probably going to get off. Probably. We all know that. I'm not condoning that, by the way. I'd do 150. If you do that, you can. So I want you to have a little think about the sort of speed a Porsche could get. And imagine last night, and I wish that this wasn't true, and I don't mean to be frivolous about it because it is true and it's also desperately sad. A motorist faces drink driving charges from driving his Porsche. Have a little imagine, just bear in mind that he's drunk. This was last night. I want you to think, what speed was he doing? So it's 100 limit. Was he doing 120? He must have been doing a bit more than that, mustn't he, if he got pulled over. You get a little figure in your brain there of a drunk idiot driving a Porsche in the small hours of the morning this morning. Elliot, give me a number. Give me a number.
145.
Is incorrect, Elliot. It's 233 kilometres an hour he was clocked at. I know. A cop called the other officers for help, and the vehicle was pulled over without incident, luckily. Police alleged the driver was impaired, and there was an outstanding warrant for him failing to appear in court. Whenever I jump a warrant, I like to lay low, you know? Just, you know, drive safely and reasonably. Get drunk and do 233 kilometres an hour. And police arrested him. He's 29. He lives in Mississauga. His name is Calvin Williams. If you know him, please never speak to him again. Do me a favour. Or just get him to change. In fact, do speak to him again. He needs help. Get him to change his life. Calvin Williams of Mississauga, 29-year-old guy. I mean, do I even need to talk about... I don't care about you, really, Calvin. You're an idiot. But do you realise the amount of danger that you could have caused other drivers that were just coming home from a nice night out at the theatre with maybe some children in their car? You disgust me. The police said a driver wouldn't have too much control of his vehicle at that speed. Thanks for that, because I did remove my brain in 1986. The officer that spotted the vehicle was able to radio ahead to the officers. He said, I don't know if our cruisers go that fast. Let me tell you something. They don't. I know that. Not from experience, mind. So that's that. So if you know Calvin Williams, don't condone violence, particularly not this week. But I would say give the man some help after he's released from jail. Of course, the trial is yet to happen. But there's no way he's going to be on the streets, I'll tell you that for nothing. When will you come back? Oh, my God, where the hell has this show gone? Oh, for goodness sake. We're gonna skip everything and do the top seven worst lyrics of 2013 next.
You're tuned in to the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
I'm here over Christmas. I sort of did my going home to England for Christmas thing already. I went back in November, saw some family, and didn't bring them any gifts. So it's a poor man's Christmas. So I'll be here over Christmas. And if you want a quick plug, I should do this. I always feel terrible doing it, but let's do it anyway. Do you need a canvas print or another gift? Oh, no, I don't do anything else. Sorry, let's try that again. Do you need a canvas print as a gift? Then why not use MrPhotoCanvas.com? MrPhotoCanvas.com gets your photographs or artwork and puts them on canvas. I think it's the best value in Toronto. Or try. Why not use MrPhotoCanvas.com? That's my business. I don't mean that, and you know, that's not, I'm saying that's my business. Not, that's my business. Okay. Good. See, this is why I'm crap at it. I never do advertising. Terrible at it. I hate speaking like that, but I should plug it because I do this show for very little money, and a guy's got to make a few bucks. MrPhotoCanvas.com. Worst song lyrics of the year 2013 starts at number 7 with Taylor Swift's 22.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes.
That's beautiful. Hipsters and exes rhyming there. Good. Okay, we can do better than that. Number 6 is Justin Bieber's Baby.
Swipe, swipe on you. Tell him by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
So that's swag, swag, swag. If you chilling by the fire while we're eating fondue. I just don't know if melted cheese... I mean, the content is it shouldn't be in there, other than the sort of flavour of the tune in general, which obviously is more cheesy than any fondue has ever been. A gorgonzola fondue. But that brings us to number 5, Fun with Some Nights. This isn't really a bad lyric. It's more of a sort of someone's accidentally had a dinner of auto-tune.
The most amazing things that can come from...
So far, so good.
Some terrible ass.
I love Fun. can't stand the band, but I love having it. Debbie Lovato at number 4 did Heart Attack.
When I don't care, I can play them like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make them bounce like a basketball.
So that's when I don't care, I can play them like a Ken doll. Talking about playing men. I don't wash my hair and I make them bounce like a basketball. She's talking about her breasts. When you want me to act like a girl, she goes on to say, I paint my nails and wear high heels. Gorgeous. Right now there's a feminist buying a one-way ticket anywhere outside North America. Number 3, Justin Timbercrackers.
Stop. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick.
Now I don't know if he's talking about a joint. Stop, let me get a look, good look at it. Ooh, so thick, now I know why they call it a fatty. I think he's talking about the derriere. How beautiful. Now, speaking of derrieres, what about number 2?
Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches.
This is Beyonce with her song called... Bow down. It's good, isn't it? Oh, sorry, did I just mix up the word good with absolutely bloody awful egocentric crap? Sorry. Easy to do. Do you think her ego's getting a little bit out of control? Imagine that meeting, you know, with a manager. I've got a new song. I want people to sort of look up at me, which I know they do anyway, because I'm actually a talented person. What about the lyrics? Bow down. Give us it again.
Bow down, bitches.
Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches. Yeah, that's nice. And it's not rude, so that's good. Finally, one of the best lyrics of the year, 2013, has been One Direction with Little Things.
No, you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me.
I love that. I know you never love the sound of your own voice on tape. You know you you never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect. That's great. I know that you drive me insane and you look like a hideous road accident, but by the way, you really are lovely. You're great. Yeah. You have a nose a bit like a shark's fin, but you know what? You're pretty special. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Take care. See you next Sunday. My name is Vinny White. You can download the podcast even at vinnywhite.co.uk. See you later. Cheers.